and probably a wood stove heater. And table and four chairs. A bed and a dresser.
What was the dresser?
Well, it was just had a mirror and about two or three drawers in it. That
was this. Is this the same thing as a bureau?
Yeah, you call it a bureau or a dresser, either one. They used to call them bureaus, and now they're more vanities or dressers.
What would you call that there?
This?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a day bed. That is, it's a divan that you can make into a day bed. Now, if there is a specific name for it, I wouldn't know. But it's one that you can open out and make a bed.
Was that ever called a sofa or anything like that?
Well, a sofa is something like that, but wouldn't go be made into a bed the way I understand it. It's a lounge, like, or a sofa.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call these things that fit on a window and you pull them down and cover the window?
Oh, window shades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you were a boy, oh, probably this would be later than that, did you have something that you could hang your clothes in?
A closet you have reference to now, or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this was built in?
Yeah, it was built into the house.
Did you have one that you could move?
No.
Were those at all common then?
Well, didn't have many of those that I knew of. Now, ours was built right in the homes most of the homes that I knew had the closet to build right in.
Mm-hmm. The thing I'm thinking of, I think, was called a wardrobe or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Now, there was one of them down the basement there at the north end. There was a few of those wardrobes around, yeah.
Did you have trouble in the wintertime or in the summertime with insects getting into your woolen clothes?
Well, yeah, the moths would get in. People didn't protect them yet.
You built a cedar chest, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times in spring, you go getting out your winter clothes where they'd be moth eaten, you know. And have runs in them, holes eat them.
Yeah, that's always annoying, too. You pick out a suit that you want to wear, and
that's right. It
looks like a sieve. Silverfish have bothered us.
We never was bothered much with those as much as it was the moth, but I've heard of those silverfish. All right.
We've had those. We lived in a house once that had carpet beetles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And oh boy, those things were just vicious.
Yeah.
Finally, we just put all our clothes in pasteboard boxes and put in about a pound of paradichlorobenzene mm-hmm. crystals in each box, and took brown tape and taped them up and left them for about 3 months.
Is that about the same as mothballs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to use mothballs.
But this got rid of them.
Yeah.
Because the eggs hatched then, and we got to them. You mentioned that the stove, where was that? The cook stove.
Well, of course, that'd be in the kitchen.
Was there a place that opened from the kitchen where you could store food and
pantry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most houses had pantries stored on.
Did you have a place to put old things that were not good enough to keep but too good to throw away?
Well, yeah, we'd usually store them away upstairs in closets. They made closets pretty good size back mm-hmm. in the days, and they had store places.
What did you call stuff like this? That
well, I guess it'd still be wearing apparel because we